feeling is that over the last few games, he hasn't bowled like he can bowl. He'd be the first to admit he's a bit out of form. Cricket is like that, and leg spin bowling is like that. So he knows he's just got to work hard in the nets. And even though he is super sub, I expect him to play a big part of the game, and I would expect him to even bowl. It gives the option of either the seamers, Gill, McDarby or McKenna, maybe bowling 5 overs at the start and then being super subbed, which would leave Greg 5 overs to bowl, having for 50 overs in the field and having the bat as well.
So what do you want to get out of this game? It hasn't been a pretty successful tournament so far. Can it be turned around by beating this Test nation?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we've played 3 in Austria. We're in the same situation as Scotland are. Haven't played probably to our best abilities. Some of the players have been shorter runs and some of the bowlers shorter wickets. But we hope to put it right tomorrow. New Zealand, needless to say, will be a good side. There's 2 Test nations, New Zealand and South Africa, in the plate competition. They'll be looking to win the plate as some sort of consolation. But yeah, look, it just gives us another opportunity to come out tomorrow, come out strong. And the last time we played a Test nation, we ran them very close.
You've won the toss on 3 occasions and put the team on the bat. You haven't been very successful at chasing the score. Then I thought tomorrow maybe batting first if you do won the toss, or stick with.
Yeah, it's a common ploy out here to win the toss and bat second. The feeling is that the first hour and a half is very very much in favour of the bowlers and the seam bowlers, and the ball does move around a lot with the 9 o'clock start. Yeah, it does. I mean, we do have to bat better. There's no doubt about it. We've got to apply ourselves when chasing runs. We need to get off to better starts. We invariably find ourselves 10 for 1, 30 for 2, chasing scores of 200, and that makes things difficult. So, look, you can never go in with a set rule. We'll have a look at the conditions and see what the wicket's like, see what the conditions are like, and make a decision then.
Gareth McKee back in the side tomorrow. Is he fully fit, or he's taking a chance on him?
No, he's fully fit. He opened the batting today in the net practice. We had 3 opening bowlers bowling to him with new balls, and he looked fine, and he's going to come back in and open the batting with Fintan McAllister, and David Rankin unfortunately misses out because we're going to start with Gavin McKenna. He's been bowling very well in the nets, and we're going to give him a start. So McDarby and Gill will open the bowling, followed by McKenna, and hopefully, as I say, Greg will play some part in the odd innings as well.
What do you know about the New Zealand team? Where are their strengths?
We know very little. We planned to go down to watch them against Pakistan the other day, and Pakistan bowled them out for 70. And Julie,
so maybe not their batting then.
Certainly not their batting, yeah, but they duly knocked off the runs in 9 overs. So, but I did speak to the 2 Pakistan opening batsmen last night, and they say they're 2 good, genuinely good opening bowlers. One bowls quick away swing and the other bowls in swing. So once we can get through those overs, hopefully we'll be able to apply ourselves and build partnerships, and that's something that's been lacking up to now.